Hello everyone, it's your host Anissa Patman again with Canvas for the Soul podcast, and this is sponsored by H3 Inspires Production, and our special sponsor is Crazy Dreams, and that's CRA-Z-Dreams.com, and Crazy Dreams is an organization that can help not only adults but young people to achieve their dreams. So check out their website. We are continuing our discussion with our various topics regarding your truth. And through this journey, we have been exploring various topics that can help us to see the light and just rediscover ourselves as individuals that can help us to accomplish our dreams. So we have been using a journal or a book that is titled Quote Quest, and this is written by Jonathan Clark, who is also the business owner of Crazy Dreams. And Jonathan wrote this journal so that it could help individuals like ourselves to rediscover our own truths and to remove those obstacles that are preventing us from really knowing our own truth, for stopping us from achieving our dreams, those things that get in our way. So our last couple episodes, we've talked about forgiveness, we've talked about judgment. So today our topic is going to be, again, your truth, but encouragement. And this is taken right out of the Quote Quest book written by Jonathan. So let's move forward with our topic. And the topic for today is thank those who inspire or encourage you. And the quote is, sometimes the people who love you have more faith in you than you do. Isn't that a valuable statement? Again, so profound. And it's so true that sometimes we lose so much faith in ourselves, but we are surrounded by others that have more faith in us than we do in ourselves. And with their support, it makes it a little easier to try to achieve what we are trying to accomplish, or to at least just have that leap of faith in ourselves. So Jonathan starts off this chapter in the journal just kind of discussing himself and his daughter. And he basically says, one day I was working on my business and my daughter came to check on me. And she said, what are you doing? Working on my business, he responded. And his daughter said, that's so cool. One day you're going to be famous. He grinned from ear to ear as she skipped out of the room. And just like there are many naysayers in life, there are also people who believe in us. In fact, many of us struggle at some point in our lives with self-doubt. Isn't that the truth? And sometimes we have a loved one who believes in us more than we believe in ourselves. Expressing our belief in others is a powerful thing. Just a few words of encouragement can go a long way towards inspiring someone to keep going when they feel like giving up. And sometimes I don't think we realize that sometimes some people don't have those type of people in their lives. They don't have anyone surrounding them that encourages them and have faith in them that they can set out on a journey and accomplish their journeys, or at least to give them the motivation to even pursue their journey or their dreams. And so it's so important to have those loved ones in our lives that do believe in us. And if you do that, you do need to pick up the phone, email them, text them, and tell them thank you. Thank those who have inspired you and continue to encourage you. And as always, if you purchased your book on Amazon of Quote Quest, again, it's only $9.99 on Amazon, you will notice that in this journal, although Mr. Clark gives you all of these examples and these encouraging words, he always leaves a space for you to journal so that you can write out your own truth. And so what he asks in this is, who in your life has inspired you when you needed encouragement? Who seems to think you are capable of greatness, even when you don't? Identify them and then In the space that you have in your journal, if you don't have it yet, write it on a piece of paper. Describe how they make you feel. Then call or visit them and say thank you. So I'm going to share my own personal truth, again, being vulnerable, about the person in my life who I feel inspired me, encouraged me the most. Now, unfortunately, they have deceased, and I can't pick up the phone or call them, but I think about them every day of my life. And that is my great-grandmother. And let me tell you, she used to make me feel like I was the smartest person in the room. She felt like I could do anything. Anything with business, anything with numbers. She thought I could fix everything, especially after my great-grandfather died and I was only 12. But she always made me feel special and always encouraged me. And in 2000, back in the year 2000, she had written me a letter. And I carry this letter around with me in my wallet all the time. And basically what she says is that, you know, what I did or what they did, her and my great-grandfather did, they did for me because they love me. And that they are so proud that they could help me because as a small child, they could see something special in me. And that I just needed help and moral support. I'm about to cry. And they had faith on me that I could accomplish anything. And whenever I feel discouraged, whenever I feel like the world is coming down around me or the walls are tumbling, I pull out this letter and it makes me feel better. It not only makes me feel better because of her words on this paper that encourage me and inspire me, but it also shows how much she loved me and my great-grandfather. And when you have that, you can, when I'm having a bad day, I pull out that letter, or like I said, when I feel like I can't accomplish something or I don't feel like I'm smart enough to solve an issue that I'm trying to work on, I pull out her letter and it's my guide. And it helps me to know that they had so much faith in me, even as a small child, and that they loved me so much. And they gave me so much encouragement and so much moral support as I read to you from the letter that I have. So I say all of that to say, think of someone who has truly inspired you and helped you to make a difference in your life. Don't waste your time hanging around naysayers or negative individuals that don't provide any type of encouragement or inspiration. Life's too damn short. And you have to be encouraged, and you need that type of fuel around you, because let's face it, every day is not a rosy day. Every day is not a day that we are smiling. We are humans. We have problems. We have issues that we're facing, you know, and it's a difficult world out there. So with the world being difficult and with all of the issues that we have to combat, you want to have that moral support, that encouragement, that person who inspires you, who believes in you, and who makes you feel like you can conquer the world. That's what you want in your life. So if you haven't purchased your Quote Quest book today, please do so on Amazon for $9.99, so that as we go through these days together and talk about the various topics to help us rediscover our own personal truth, that you can journal and have it there in your face. Because it's something about writing down your goals, writing down how you feel, that can help you move along and jump over any hurdle that may be in your way. So again, today's topic was thank those who have inspired you and encouraged you. And if you haven't done so already, give them a call, visit them, you know, just say thank you. And especially if they are still alive, don't waste another moment or minute to let them know how grateful you are for them, for always being in your corner, loving you, inspiring you, and encouraging you. Until the next time, until our next topic, I wish you a wonderful day. And I hope that you use this podcast and listen to it and Remove those people from your life who do not provide inspiration or encouragement, especially if they are negative. Again, stay inspired, and encouraged, and surround yourself around those people who provide that type of energy to you. Until next time, have a wonderful day.